You are welcome to Miracle Wave Broadcast with Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Wave Church Worldwide. Stay tuned as we examine the scriptures and taste of God's goodness today. Expect a miracle today. Your testimony is on the way.
Hello and welcome to this evening's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. This is your pastor, Dr. Augustus. Bow your head with me for a word of prayer. Lord, we love you and we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for bringing us into your presence once more. We ask that you do us good as we've gathered before you. Your word says that where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of them. We ask that you be here and bless us. Bless every home, bless every life. Draw each of us into a deeper experience with you. I banish Satan. I silence his voice. I pull down strongholds. I destroy everything that opposes you and exalts itself against the knowledge of God. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we pray that let the oppressed be liberated. Let good things happen in every life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Well, God bless you for making a date with us tonight also, as we learn about Jesus and his goodness and his power. Hallelujah. I want to start talking about one of the main things that Jesus came to do during his advent. You'll notice that God manifested himself in different ways throughout scripture. There were times he would show himself as our provider and those who to whom he manifested this aspect of himself would name or would call his name according to how he had revealed himself. So they would call him Jehovah Jireh. There are times he would manifest himself as our healer. So those who experienced this in the book of Exodus chapter 15 verse 26, they called the Lord Jehovah Rapha. That's our healer. So there are several ways and several manifestations of God in scripture. And one of the ways that he manifests himself is what we want to talk about this evening. So in the Old Testament, God would reveal himself by various names, And he manifested himself when Christ Jesus came in this way. Let's open our Bible to Malachi chapter 4, from verse 2 or from verse 1. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be as stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall leave neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as cows of the stall. So this is the last chapter of the last book of the Old Testament. Between this chapter and the New Testament was this period of silence that spanned 400 years. And during this time, there were no real prophecies, visions, couldn't hear directly from God as man had over the previous years. And the Bible said that there was going to come a time when the Son of Righteousness shall arise. And one of the signs that this Son of Righteousness has arisen is that this person will have healing in his wings. Okay? Healing in his beams. Okay? He said he will have healing in his wings. So Jesus came, and so the healing in his wings, it speaks about wings, extremities, an edge or a border, a corner of a skirt also, or the helms of his garment. So he says that the healing will be flowing through this person. And that will be one of the indicators, one of the signs that makes us know that we have come into contact with the Son of Righteousness. So when Jesus came around, one of the main things that Jesus did, and one of the things that showed us that he was the Messiah, was his prolific healing anointing and healing ministry. Jesus was a healer through and through. And whilst here, he healed all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. There are several words used for healing in the Bible, and I've mentioned one of them, which was spoken of in Exodus chapter 15 verse 26. After Israel had come out of Egypt, they had crossed the Red Sea. They came to some bitter waters, and they spoke to Moses about it, or they complained, and Moses prayed, and the Bible says in verse 25, and he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. And there he made a statute for them, and an ordinance. And there he reproved them and said, thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and do that which is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. So this word heal here is the word rapha, which means to make healthy again, to heal, to fix defects, to cure, to repair, to thoroughly make whole. Hallelujah. And it's one of the it's a very important manifestation of God, and it was highlighted in the ministry of Christ Jesus. But this aspect of repair and fixing things that are broken is so critical to life, to us now. I have told you how in Genesis 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth became, was, haya, became. That word written was there is better interpreted in this scripture, became. It's the same word that was used when they spoke about man became, haya, a living soul. Okay, the word became, the world or the earth became without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, when you read the story of creation, you see that the scripture used different words to speak about what was happening, because there had been an existence before. I've explained to you that between Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, it's a gulf of several million years. It's very straightforward. The earth is 4.54 billion years old, plus or minus 50 million years. Okay? And Adam, the Homo sapiens, that our human race is only 6,000 years old. So the earth has existed several years before the creation we read about in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. From Genesis chapter 1 verse 3 going, what the things that God started to do. So the earth had existed and it had been inhabited. When you read Isaiah, open your Bible with me. Let me just lay this preamble It will help us in our subsequent lessons that the earth had been inhabited, even though Genesis 1:2 says that the earth was. I told you that the better translation would be became without form and void. So at this time, the earth had become without form and void. But when you read Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18, the Bible said, "For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, and God himself that formed the earth and made it. He has established it, and he created it not in vain." Okay, so the same word, the earth was without form and void. Tohu, the same, without form, the vain, the void, the without form, sorry. Is that he created it not in vain? The tohu there is the same word that was interpreted earlier as without form. And he said he formed it to be inhabited. And that also speaks about the second word that was used, bohu. Okay, even though it's not used here, in that word means void, empty. But this scripture tells us he created it to be inhabited. And I am the Lord and there is none else. So it means that the earth that God created was an earth that was not created without form, not created in vain, tohu. And it was created to be inhabited. So there was a life before Adam, okay, that had been created. And the earth was inhabited. Now, that particular existence was destroyed also by a flood. Okay, I don't have a lot of time this evening to go through the whole thing. But Peter spoke about this flood very clearly. There was a time Peter spoke of Noah's flood, but there was also a time Peter spoke about a different kind of flood. And let's see how Peter spoke about the flood. I need to make a certain point before I proceed. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Habashandala bahandala bah. Kore baba shandala baba. Give me a moment. So Peter spoke about this flood. He said that there was a flood which caused everything on earth to perish. Okay? And that flood was different from Noah's flood. And I just want to show you that flood. Because Peter spoke about Noah's flood in 2 Peter 2, verse 5. He spoke about how in Noah's flood, he said, "And spared not the old world, but saved Noah and 8 persons, a preacher of righteousness," okay, bringing the flood upon them. So this one, he spoke upon the world of the ungodly. He was speaking about the flood in which some were saved. But there was a flood in which nothing survived. In 2 Peter chapter 3, from verse 5, "For this they are willingly ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, whereby the earth that then was being overflowed with water perished." So this is a different flood, and it's speaking about a flood that caused everything to die. In Noah's time, the flood spared the vegetation, the flood spared all the animals in the ark, the flood spared Noah and his family. But there was a flood that caused everything to perish. And this is the flood that we see in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. "The earth became without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of the Lord moved upon the surface of the waters." That means that everything had been covered in water and everything had died. So part of the creation that God did was a restoration. And there are things too that God created, like scientists will say, de novo. He created out of nothing. But there are some things which already existed, and he reassigned them to specific purposes, or he allowed them to undertake specific functions. So you notice in the accounts of creation, two words are used: the word bara and the word haya, and they are used in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, speaking of how God had created. The word asha, and the word bara. The word bara is typically translated created, whilst the word asha is typically translated made. The word bara is used sparingly in the Old Testament, but the word asha is used several times. I think about 2,000, over 2,000 times, whilst the word bara is used only about 54 times. Okay, the word bara speaks about creating out of nothing. So in Genesis 1:1, the word used there, God created, that was when God created the whole world out of nothing. That's why I'm saying between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2, when God came to start this particular human race, there was a gulf of years. But what I'm trying to arrive at is that when God created the world, that race, whoever was there, they did something that brought God's wrath upon them. I can't talk about all of these things now. And that world was destroyed and nothing survived. But God came on the scene in Genesis chapter 1. And from verse 3, God began to speak his word. And as he spoke his word, he brought healing to a world that has become without form and void. He brought reparation. He brought repair. He brought wholeness once again. So you can actually refer to the whole work of creation as a work of healing. Something that was messed up, and God came on the scene. And for some of the things, God he used the creative power called Asha to realign, reposition, reassign things which exist to specific functions. And there are times that he used the creative powers represented by the word bara. That means to create out of nothing. And by these two arms of the manifestation of his power, he repaired the earth. And the Bible says in Genesis 1 verse 31 that what God did was very good. This evening, what I came to tell you is that I don't know how many wrong choices have really got your life into a place where it is without form and void. Sometimes you have a lot of things that people wish for, but your life is still without form and void. Your life is a mess. Sometimes people look at you on the outside and they're excited about what they see, but when in your closet, you know there's nothing to write home about. Sometimes on your Facebook and social media handles, you have a totally different reality. And when you are on your alone and on your own, there's a totally different reality. When you are stepping out, you make your makeup and everything, and you smile, and you look like everything is working. But within you, there's an emptiness. There's a void. And there's a formlessness. And you wonder, is this how it's going to continue? Is this how my life is going to remain? Okay? And sometimes life is that way. But I know a God who steps in, and he has the power to repair, no matter how bad the thing is. You see, so if there are things which are existing, which are out of function, and which are out of joint, he has the power by which is represented in the Hebrew word asha, to cause those things to realign and to reassign those things and bring purpose out of them. And if there is something which is actually completely lacking or missing in your life or in mine. The God we serve, by the same power represented in the word bara, the creative force creating something out of nothing, he is able to create that which you need that will bring your life into a place of balance, your life into a place of production, your life into a place of peace, your life into a place of joy, and your life into a good place. So in one way you can in one sense you can say that the whole work of creation was actually a work of repair, repairing the earth and making it good enough to host its new inhabitants, its new lords, man or men. Because when God created this earth, he committed it to men and he said, you be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, have dominion. So notice the word replenish. Okay, replenish means that it used to be inhabited, it's empty now, so fill it again. Okay, so that is further buttressing the point that I made, that God had returned in the time of Adam to make everything whole again. And I'm believing God that I'll continue along this line and explain some of these things better to you as we continue with this teaching or expose or line of preaching next week. But I have good news for you, that the God who created things out of nothing and reassigned things that were out of function, he is able. Oh, lakazunta brahando shalaba seiko saprada sele adora. Eh, ko shaparabado sandalabahande ko saprada leso. Eh, kaso rabada sandalabaha ko sebarabando se kabarade solalaba shandalabahadele. Ah, rakata parabando shikabalabandehe. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I'm praying for you now. I rebuke every sickness in your body. If there's sickness, if there's weakness, if there's malfunction of any part of your being, any organ system, there is healing power. The power that made the world is the power that makes you whole tonight. The power that created the heavens and the earth is the power that puts back in your life things that have not existed before, but things that you need to make your life a good one. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak peace wherever there is a storm. I speak healing for migraine headaches and asthma. I speak healing for every pain in your body, your joints, your marrow, your bones, your long bones. I speak healing that person who has been having severe pain in your long bones, in your legs. You have a lot of pain, but the power of God is making you whole right now. Be loosed. In the name of Jesus, every form of pain leaves you in Jesus' mighty name. Every weakness in your body leaves you. Every malfunctioning organ, hear the word of the Lord. Begin to function normally. In the name of Jesus, malfunctioning kidneys, malfunctioning liver, begin to function normally. In the name of Jesus Christ, ha rata ha costa alabade vare costa prando labade sta cavalumbo stalazie casdoma rahados. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak life into anything in your body that is dead and totally useless. Like there's no use. Your kidneys, they say they have completely failed, and your heart is failing. I speak life into those parts in the name of Jesus Christ. We have a God who creates things out of nothing, and we have a God who is able to make things function. May that power of God, as we mention the name of his son, make you whole. In the name of Jesus Christ. Before I go, I want to give you a chance to have a personal relationship with this God. You don't know Jesus and you want to choose him tonight, pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, I come to you tonight. I am a sinner. I am sorry for my sin, and I turn around and I turn away from it. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus, I believe you came into this world and suffered and died for me. And he rose again triumphantly on the third day for me. Jesus, I choose you tonight as my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for receiving me. in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Don't miss next week's episode as we speak about Jesus, the healer, and we speak about how God is able to make things well again. This is your pastor, Dr. Augustus. Our lines will be called in the by our announcer as we end. Reach out to us on WhatsApp, and you can also find us on Facebook, His Cross and Stripes Ministries or Miracle Way Church. Visit us at a Miracle Way Church near you in Koforidua, the Waterworks Junction in Chichire and Kumasi. You can find us on GPS. We love you, we pray for you, and we believe in God's best concerning you. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Way Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing His works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249-471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.